Here on Alive 90.5 and Spotlight with Darren and Jim, it's a program that tries to celebrate and highlight all the wonderful things that people do, particularly in Western Sydney, to influence and bring and celebrate success in people's lives. I'm really delighted this morning to have on the phone a very good friend, an entrepreneur, a business person, a really great leader in our community, and that's none other than Kerry Sheaves. Good morning, Kerry.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm having a great morning.
Well, it's even just getting better now. You know, you'll be able to tell everybody what you do, and I'm certainly going to make sure that they know all the things that you do. And I'd really like to start, Darren, with Kerry telling us the amount of things that you do, particularly in your roles in the Hill. I mean, it's just, it's exhausting. I don't know how you get through all your things that you do. It's just truly amazing. Please tell our listeners what you're doing at the minute in the Hills.
Love to, Jim. Yeah, I love being active and continuously challenged, both from a community perspective and also as a business. So there's four things I'm working on at the moment. As you probably may be aware, Jim, my husband and I started the Bring a Mate project about 10 years ago, and that aims at helping men in our community become more proactive in looking after their mental health through just encouraging them to spend time participating and creating shared interest groups like cycling or jogging or hiking or whatever it might be. And that also includes some of our community connection events like our father-daughter dance that happens every September each year. So that's one thing we do in the community space, which keeps me pretty busy in my non-business hours.
And Kerry, sorry to interrupt there. I want to, on behalf of our listeners and the wider community, congratulate you and Tim. Can I just say that? Often partners are seen or are silent. And I just wanted to say to both of you, although we're interviewing and you're highlighting, Darren and I love people to know of their partners and the time and effort and shared values. And I truly want to say that with the greatest sincerity to both of you for what you do and continue to do and the values that you bring to the table. I just wanted to make that as a comment.
Thanks, Jim. You know, doing things in partnership together as a family in this community sphere is really a lovely thing to do. I know a lot of families who participate in Rotary groups and Lions clubs and all sorts of different community, you know, support activities, and they do it as families or husband and wife teams, and it's something really special. You're right. You know, the other thing that I spend most of my days doing is I am a small business owner myself, so I run the Foundational Business Center at Rouse Hill.
And I want to talk to you about that later. Yeah, but get some more detail on that.
Well, it's just a small business support and resource hub for Northwest Sydney, and really as part of that and really ties into what we already do in the mental health space on a more community side of things is our Healthy Business Owners program, which we're going to be launching next month. So I'll definitely come back and have a talk to you a little bit more about that next. And then the other hats I wear is I'm the deputy chairman of Sydney Hills Business Chamber, and I'm on the board of the Home-Based Business Council of Australia, which was launched only this month. So besides my charity and my work activities, I'm a wife and I'm a mum to two teenagers as well, and heavily involved in all the different business networking and community groups in the area.
So my question is, what are you doing? It's amazing. Your story.
Spare time, hey?
Darren, I don't know where Kerry and Tim, particularly at the minute, Kerry gets her time. And the other thing, I have to put my cards on the table. I'm involved with you in a number of things. And I just want to tell our listeners the professionalism and the detail that Kerry undertakes. There's no shortcuts. And so not only is Kerry in a quantitative sense involved with lots of things, the quality of what you do is outstanding. And again, I want to highlight that because there are people who are involved with lots of things and maybe they should cut back on the number of things. But I just want to make that that comment and so on. And I just love another concept that you help develop and bring to the table is the Billy Cart Derby. I think that's a fantastic concept. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that and what that's been able to do for people?
Yeah, so Billy Card Derby was actually begun about 7 or 8 years ago at Rouse Hill, and it was a joint initiative that we began with the Rouse Hill Community Baptist Church. And that really was just getting people out of their homes, spending time doing something really fun, which was racing billy carts down the main street of the Rouse Hill Town Centre. And unfortunately, with the COVID shutdown this year, we weren't able to run it, but I know that it's intended to come back next year stronger than ever. And it's a 100% walk-in event. So they usually have around about 145 teams that compete throughout the day. They don't even have to have their own carts. The team supplies that to them, including helmets and gloves. And the idea is you could be walking through the shopping centre and decide, hey, I want to have a go. And as a family, you know, pay $5 and you can race all day. It's been a fantastic concept. And we usually get about 5,000 people through the event each year. And it's a great way for us to let people know about the Bring a Mate concept, which is one of the reasons why we did it, and to encourage people just to get out and spend time together.
That's a fabulous initiative. Kerry, it's Darren here. We're all kids at heart. I'm a big kid at heart. I know Jim's even bigger. When you talk about billy carts, is it high tech in 2020, or is it the same old thing, a couple of pieces of wood and some wheels and hopefully a brake? What sort of billy carts?
Old school.
Okay. So what is an old school billy cart?
Yeah, it's a couple of bits of wood, a seat. It does have some security requirements around, the braking system and in making sure that it is actually a push cart derby. So it's a little bit different to the billy carts of old, where you'd kind of take them to the top of the hill, let them go and see where they went. Being that it's more of a flat track, it's a two-man event. So it means that there has to be someone pushing and somebody steering, and that's got to be all the way to the end. So it does help to control safety, and it means a lot of smaller kids can participate with their older siblings or mum or dad pushing.
So you bring your mate to push you. That's the important part.
That's the most important part.
Very good.
Kerry, I want to turn our attention now to another professional area in your life, and it's been very successful and your business continues to grow. And you've got to ask yourself, Darren, why do businesses grow? And they grow because people are able to help people. And Kerry, particularly over the last 5 years that I've got to know Kerry even more, now, I've known Kerry for a long time, but in the last 5 years in particular, her business, Foundational Consulting, Business Consulting, has really just jumped out of the gates and grown substantially. You're helping a lot of small businesses, and again, congratulations by being elected as Deputy Chair of the Hills Chamber of Commerce. There are a number of concerns at the moment that businesses of all size are under. Tell us about that, because you've shared with me some of the sadness in the sense or concerns that you have, and you're a very human person, and I know it saddens you. Tell us what their concerns are.
Jim, I think the real challenge right now, more than ever, but, you know, businesses are always under some form of stress. It's never easy, but right now, the biggest concern from my perspective and what I see working with hundreds of small business owners is the amount of mental stress and strain that small businesses are under right now. Now, whether that's that they're struggling financially because they've been hit by COVID shutdown, or maybe they're just exhausted under the weight of work that they're trying to process. And that's particularly true around accountants and bookkeepers who have been both mentally, emotionally and physically supporting other small businesses during this last 6 months. Everyone is under a massive amount of strain, and it's just been a continuous stress. And as a result, a lot of what we're seeing now is that people are really tired, and they've been able to kind of keep it up and keep it together and cope to a degree, but the fear of lockdown in Sydney or beyond, and the fact that that might actually be a death blow to a lot of small businesses, they're really unsure of what that will mean for them, is, I think, when I look at the last few weeks in particular, having a very heavy impact on their mental health. And that is translating into their families as well because of the strain that they're under. I don't know whether your listeners are aware, but we have somewhere in the vicinity of 300,000 businesses in Western Sydney, and most of them are small businesses, and they're all on the knife's edge at the moment. And so they're worried not just about what it means for their family and their lifestyle, but they're genuinely concerned about having to lay off staff or failing to pay their suppliers, which is why many of them aren't even investing in marketing, because they're quite afraid that if they commit, they may not be able to pay the bill at the end of the day. So, you know, I know that 99% of the, you know, small to medium businesses out there want to run a really ethical business. There's not actually a lot of sharks out there. There's genuine care in the small business community. But that threat of closing, you know, whenever we see the news pop up where someone's gone to the pub to have dinner and they're, you know, got some sort of virus, or they've gone for a beach holiday and not worried about whether, you know, there's going to be an impact on a small business in their area, it actually creates almost crippling anxiety every day. And it's not just the daytime, you know, business hours. Small business owners take this home. It's day and night. They live and breathe their small business. So there's almost no respite for them just by closing the door and heading home for the day. It's always there. And that's a big concern to me, because we can tinker and work on the strategies of a small business, but the health, the mental health and physical health of those business owners is something which is much more challenging to assist them with.
Well, Darren and I normally don't do this, but we're going to do this. We're just looking at each other. We take very seriously, Darren and I, as a value people, and I know you do, in the trinity of us three. We're going to ask you, can people come and see you? And if they can, how do they get in contact with you? We normally don't do that. But we know, and we're so saddened with mental stress and the impact that has on the person and the family. You're a person, a crusader that can help people. How do they get in contact with you? Because this is a useless show if it just dies here. But if we can impact and have some ability to help someone because they've listened to this show and through you, Kerry, then both Darren and I know that we've achieved something. So how do they get, this is a free kick, how do they get in contact with you?
Okay, so one of the key things that we do with the Foundational Business Centre is it acts as a resource centre. So it isn't just, oh, you know, we do consulting. Yes, that's one of the services we have, but more importantly, it is designed to be a go-to centre that any small business can contact, whether they send us an email, jump on our website, or call the 1300.
What is that? Can you tell our listeners, please, because we'd really like those details, so that people are going to listen to this and they're going to say, yeah, I am stressed. I need some help. I don't want to be judged. I need some help. Because we want you to continue the great work that you're doing. Darren and I are asking you, please, how do people get to you to help them?
Okay, so the easiest way to get in touch with us is to either get onto our website, which is foundationalbusinesscentre.com.au, or you can ring our 1300 number, which is 1300 765 249. Now, if somebody contacts us through either of those mechanisms, what we will do is just have a really quick chat to them to understand what their challenge is right now, and then we can connect them into other services. And a lot of those services may be government-based services that are free. There could be services which are specialist expert services. It could be legal, it could be accounting, it could be booking, it could be anything that they need just to assist them. And that does include businesses who are under massive financial strain and need to talk to professionals who might be able to assist them in avoiding insolvency as well, because that's a major factor too. So it isn't any membership or anything like that. It is just simply get in touch with us and we'll find out what it is you need and try and help you connect to those services that are appropriate for where you're at right now in your journey.
Kerry Sheeves, we've come to the end of our journey together for today. Darren and I, on behalf of 90.5 and also Spotlight, the show that we try to highlight people like you, good people, we want to say thank you, and we would ask and we invite you to come back to us and tell us a little bit more, particularly with the mental health, and to look at those areas where you can look for signs that might just give you some hint about where they are. Would you be so kind as to take up that invitation?
Absolutely. More than happy to, Jim. Love to come back.
Well, thank you for joining us. That's been fantastic, hasn't it,
Darren? It's been wonderful. We look forward to speaking to you again very soon, Kerry.
Fabulous. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And before we go for today's show, please make sure that you, if you know someone who needs help in any area, please ring 1300 1300 765 249 and ask for Kerry Sheaves, and she'll be able to help point you in the right direction and provide resources that will help you where you are at this point in your life.